观众朋友们，大家好，今天是6月3号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。星期二，特朗普总统签署了一项旨在促进国际宗教自由的行政令。在此之前，他参观了圣若望保禄二世国家朝圣地。来看报道。
特朗普总统星期二在白宫签署了一份旨在促进国际宗教自由的行政命令。特朗普星期一在一个声明中强调了宗教自由的重要性。他说，世界各地有太多人因为他们的信仰而受到迫害。他在声明中说，我们必须确保我们使用一切可用的工具，保证包括儿童在内的所有人在依良知和信念进行祈祷时都感到安全，不论他们生活在哪里。宗教自由一直是特朗普政府的政策重点之一。国务院已经举办了2届促进宗教自由的部长级会议，邀请全球政府和宗教领袖共同探讨如何消除宗教迫害。今年5月，美国将中国公安部法医研究院和8家中国公司列入实体名单，理由是他们参与了中国政府对新疆维吾尔穆斯林等少数族裔的人权侵害。去年9月，美国已经以同样的理由制裁了中国的28个实体。星期二早些时候，作为促进国际宗教自由的一部分，特朗普总统和第一夫人梅拉尼亚还访问了位于首都华盛顿东北区的圣若望保禄二世国家朝圣地。圣若望保禄二世是天主教第264任教宗，其主要遗产之一便是推动宗教自由。他的精神鼓舞和政治影响力被认为促成了东欧共产主义的倒台。星期二也是教宗圣若望保禄二世首访波兰的41周年纪念日。与此同时，因非裔男子乔治·弗洛伊德在警察控制期间死亡而引发的抗议活动仍在持续。在另一方面，特朗普总统星期二与印度总理莫迪通了电话，双方就邀请印度参加7国集团会议以及印度与中国的边境争议问题进行了讨论。美国之音莫鱼华盛顿报道。
随着美国的抗议活动引发动荡，美国总统特朗普星期一晚上发表全国电视讲话，自称是法律与秩序的总统。他还威胁要向拒绝采取行动保护人民生命财产的州和城市派遣军队。来看报道。
星期一晚上，示威者在白宫附近进行和平抗议时，特朗普总统出人意料地宣布，暴力示威者实施了国内恐怖行为，并宣言结束他所称的遍布全国的暴动和违法行为。
Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets.Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
特朗普讲话时，附近的公园传来了发射催泪弹的声音，那里的安全部队正在清理抗议现场。尽管特朗普发出威胁，但他并未援引暴动法。白宫新闻秘书此前表示，总统正在考虑动用该法。这项1807年的法律赋予总统权力，无需州长请求即可向各州派遣现役部队。特朗普总统一直承受着发表全国讲话的压力。乔治·弗洛伊德之死引发了全国连续几天的示威活动，多数抗议示威是和平的，但有些出现了抢劫和暴力。黑人男子弗洛伊德死于5月5号，当时一名白人警官用膝盖压在他的脖子上超过8分钟。特朗普在讲话中说，将为弗洛伊德伸张正义，但他并未提及抗议者一直在谴责的种族不平等和警察暴力问题。批评者指责特朗普激起种族分裂，其中包括民主党内定总统候选人拜登。他星期一在他的家乡特拉华会见了非裔美国宗教领袖。
Don't go away. And when you have somebody in power who breathes oxygen to hate under the rocks and comes out through the rocks, it matters what the president said.
特朗普讲话以后，步行前往白宫以北一个街区外的圣约翰圣公会教堂。几分钟前，这里的抗议者才被催泪瓦斯驱散。 前一天晚上，这座历史悠久的教堂受到了轻微的破坏，当时有人在地下室纵火。特朗普没有进入教堂，而是站在外面举起了圣经。总统辞令学者詹妮弗·梅西卡说，特朗普看起来试图向他的支持者传达力量的信息。
It's no accident that the television cameras caught him walking past the graffiti. I think that it was really important for him to have that shot of him holding up the Bible. And I think that that was really a part of what he wanted to convey as the image of this moment, which is a president of the United States who's standing in front of a boarded up church, sort of defiant against protesters.
Thank you very much, everybody.
特朗普离开以后，华盛顿的圣公会主教玛丽安·布德说，他对总统的访问以及为他露面而采取的安全措施的方式而感到愤怒。布德指责特朗普鼓动暴力，并对犹太基督教传统最神圣的象征之一加以利用。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
到抗议现场进行第一手采访的自由媒体发出了美国社会里的一些不同的声音。另一方面，美国一些驻外的使领馆也发布警告，提醒美国的公民不要受到波及。我们来看美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
声援美国国内反种族歧视示威，主张黑人的命也是命的集会，这几天在伦敦、柏林以及新西兰等地举行。美国驻阿姆斯特丹、悉尼以及杜柏林使领馆最近发布示威警示，建议美国公民谨慎行事，避开计划在美国驻外使领馆附近集会的示威活动，因为目的是和平的示威活动有可能迅速升级为暴力，出现对抗。在美国舆论谴责执法过当导致非裔男子乔治·弗洛伊德死亡的同时，几个极端运动组织被怀疑参与抗议活动，与合法的和平抗议者混在一起，趁机煽动暴力。这些组织包括白人至上主义者，被简称为安提法的左翼反法西斯激进人士，以及无政府主义者。宵禁之后的白天，距离白宫不远的华盛顿第23街，也就是美国国院附近，显得相当平静。
连夜来的示威和集会有和平的抗议，不过也出现了暴力以及破坏公务的行为。一些有关华盛顿特区骚乱程度的错误讯息迅速在社交媒体上面传播，包括美国国务院在内的美国政府部门也密切关注一些外部的势力是否趁机来散播不实的消息。
民主体制下，到抗议现场进行第一手采访的自由媒体，连日来继续报道美国社会里各种不同的声音，甚至是对一些领导人的批判。
以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
乔治·弗洛伊德遭受警方暴力而死亡的事件持续在美国发酵，不断地引发抗议。与此同时，一些政府官员指责外部极端主义者，他们与抗议者混在一起，试图煽动暴力。明尼苏达州州长蒂姆·沃尔兹周六援引未经证实的报道说，白人至上主义者是明尼阿波利斯暴力抗议活动的幕后黑手。在这一断言尚未得到证实时，特朗普总统将矛头指向了另一类极端分子，被称为反法西斯分子的左翼反法西斯激进人士，他们被简称为安提法。特朗普指责安提法应该为全国各地抗议活动中的暴力事件负责，并誓言要将安提法定为恐怖组织。司法部长巴尔则警告说，安提法和其他类似组织的暴力行为是国内恐怖主义，并将以国内恐怖主义视之。而被怀疑介入抗议活动的四个极端主义运动，包括白人至上主义者团体和安提法之外，还有无政府主义者以及一个相对较新的反政府民兵运动——布加卢男孩。这是一个支持枪支的活动人士的在线群体。关于种族平权的抗议在美国各地持续进行，有一些警察也以单膝下跪的方式表达他们对示威群众诉求的支持。我们来看美国之音记者许湘云的报道。
在美国，许多警察单膝下跪并且加入游行队伍，表达他们对种族平权以及正义的支持。 多名抗议者手持标语牌，要求为非裔男子乔治·弗洛伊德伸张正义。弗洛伊德5月25号在明尼苏达州明尼阿波利斯市被一名白人警察以膝盖压制脖子数分钟后不幸死亡。
明尼苏达州国民警卫队军官山姆·安德鲁斯上校在圣保罗市的国会大厦外单膝下跪向示威者致意。安德鲁斯上校宣布，士兵们将在国会大厦内直到宵禁。他对示威者说，他对乔治·弗洛伊德的死去感到遗憾。他说，作为一个人，我感到心痛。
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your loss. As a citizen of Minnesota, I'm sorry for the loss of George Floyd. All right, my heart hurts as a human being. Last night when I talked to the group out here who peacefully assembled, they peacefully assembled here to have their voice heard. And what we're asking tonight is for the same thing. One of the things that the crowd asked for last night was to have the officers and the army removed, right? So we're off. So for the men and women and children that came out last night to have their voices heard, we heard it, and we're going to stay back behind, invisible, so that you can't see us. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you.
他接着要求群众和平集会，相互尊重。他说，他们会尊重民众的集会权利，以及宪法第一修正案保障的发言权。
We can hear you. Respect our property. We'll respect 100% preserve and protect the Constitution and your liberties to peacefully assemble and speak the First Amendment. Okay? I'm gonna go now, and I'm gonna leave you to your celebration and your memorial.
在奥克拉荷马市的抗议活动周围，有警官单膝下跪，表达他们和抗议者站在一起。
I have a son who's 31. I've got a son who's 15, all right? And I have to have these conversations with them all the time. So we're not telling y'all to leave. What was going on up here was wrong. That's why we brought it to a stop. The loudspeaker, the yakking and the yapping. We said pause. Let these people remain here. Let them stay in the street. Let them express their grievances because you have a right to be pissed off.
在纽约市、加州圣塔克鲁兹和佛罗里达州科勒尔盖布尔斯等地，也都有民众拍下警察下跪致意的照片。
This is our city. When I say our city, I'm talking everybody in here. We're appalled at what happened in Minneapolis. Period. But we gotta do better.This is our city, so we got to make sure that we take care of our city. Because we destroy our city, what do we have left?
在美国职业美式足球联盟等运动赛事上，有时会在赛前演奏国歌期间，见到球员以单膝下跪方式对种族不公事件表达抗议。而在这次抗议期间，多位警察下跪表达与民众团结的信念。
弗洛伊德的死亡引发了来自全美各地的愤怒声浪，特别是在总统大选即将到来，政治和种族之间的分歧深化的一个背景之下呢，是再度点燃了近年来屡屡因为警方与非裔美国人之间的冲突而引起的一些抗议活动。不过呢，在动荡的抗议活动当中，我们依然能够看到警民之间的互相支持以及他们对于正义的呼吁。记者许湘云发自华盛顿的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥发表声明，表示美国致力于保护其国家及经济安全，反对中国解放军滥用美国的学生以及研究员签证项目，偷取美国的知识和技术，用于中国的军事目的。美国总统特朗普上星期五宣布，禁止与中国军方有牵连的中国公民持学生、学者签证进入美国。这项禁令涉及持 F 类学生签证和 J 类访问学者签证、前来美国就读研究生以及从事研究生与博士后研究的中国公民，攻读本科专业的中国学生不在此列。蓬佩奥称，总统此举是中国政府战略和政策的直接结果， 他说，这些战略和政策利用中国一些最优秀的研究生和科研人员在目标领域的机会，转移和窃取美国机构的敏感知识和技术产权，不正当地利用美国开放协作的学术和研究环境。蓬佩奥在声明的最后还表示，美国关注的是中国共产党和个别人的恶意行为，而不是中国人民。中国政府利用研究生和科研人员来获取军事利益，而这些人只是中国学生和学者签证申请人中的一小部分。另一方面，蓬佩奥在接受华盛顿智库美国企业研究所访问时，被问及美国是否正考虑欢迎香港人来美国，他没有透露移民配额或签证的细节，只是表示正在考虑之中。加利福尼亚州的大部分地区都已经重启经济，在过去的这个节假日期间，亨廷顿海滩市的不少顾客还有餐馆都违反了社交距离的准则。来看报道。
在阵亡将士纪念日周末，加利福尼亚州58个县有54个允许餐馆开放提供堂食服务，需要遵守的规则很多，包括餐桌之间距离加大、为餐厅和家具消毒以及一次性的菜单。距离洛杉矶大约50公里的亨廷顿海滩市每年接待数百万游客，这是让该市600家餐馆保持营业的主要因素。所有这些餐馆在加州严格的新冠病毒封锁期间都被关闭，但现在他们为食客重新敞开大门。
I haven't been here since I out and gotten anything to eat since March, since the beginning. This is our first time. This feels great.
Freedom.
I didn't expect this many people, and this is just amazing. It's so fun. It's like life is returning, you know?
在那些新冠病毒病例数目减少，每10万登记新发病例少于25人的县份，餐馆才允许开放。但是病例的下降似乎使许多人忽视社交距离的规定，这让一些食客感到紧张。
It's better be safe than sorry. It's scary though. I'm not gonna come down here again until there's a vaccine. It's been my last time until maybe sometime next year, cause I ain't coming down again. It's busy, scary, cause you don't know who are infected and who are not infected.
其他人感觉非常不同。
I believe if people are so nervous about getting the coronavirus, they have the right to stay home. They don't have the right to tell us anymore. We can go to banks.We can go to fast food places. I'm just not buying. We can still go on airplanes. We still handle money. So really, is a restaurant any different?
巴勒斯坦出生的餐馆业主查理·扎布拉表示同意。尽管有加利福尼亚州州长加文·纽森的命令，扎布拉仍然拒绝在封锁期间关闭他的餐馆。
People should be able to make the choice for themselves. If you want to wear a mask, that's your choice. You should wear a mask. If you're so worried about your health, you should stay at home. But you should, we shouldn't quarantine the healthy. You know, it should be our choice.
选择忽视规定的餐馆可能会影响到守法餐馆的运营，例如计划在完全关闭10周后重新开放的杜克餐馆。
We've done our new floor maps and labeled every table with how many we can seat at it. So it's going to take a little bit more management from our end. I know, and I went by a restaurant up the street and it was just operating. I'd never seen them full before, but they're operating normally. And that's going to get us in trouble. Not just them, but it's going to get all of us in trouble and we'll revert back to being closed again and that we don't want that.
根据规定，餐馆应该按照正常容量的一半运营。市议会承诺将提供帮助。
What we hope to achieve with what we're doing in Huntington Beach is allow the expansion of the restaurants outdoors, like in this plaza area in front of Duke's and Sandy's. So we can utilize the outside area to offset the table losses that they have inside.
人们在谈论在周末期间把亨廷顿海滩市的主要街道变成人行道，允许餐桌，允许餐馆在户外摆桌子。美国之音记者达罗特，加州洛杉矶报道。
虽然各国已经开始重启经济，但是大流行病对于生活带来的影响一时还不会消失。专家们表示说，口罩和社交距离将在很长一段时间内成为新的常态。
美国一半以上的州正在取消隔离措施，并逐步重新开放经济活动。佛罗里达州和加利福尼亚州的许多海滩正在开放。美国各地的餐馆、零售商店、美容院和健身房也在开放中。
然而，开放经营生意是有条件的，像严格的社交距离和口罩。
If I walked into a restaurant and saw that the hostess or the waiter wasn't wearing a mask, wasn't wearing gloves, I probably wouldn't eat there. It would make me pretty nervous.
在美容院、商店和公共交通工具里必须佩戴口罩。这种对付新冠病毒大流行病的措施不会很快消失。在从前的大流行病中，一些刚开始让人感到奇怪的措施继续保持之后，就习惯成自然了。
Spitting was just a natural part of the American urban landscape, and it got extinguished as a behavior following the 1918 pandemic. When there'd be a water fountain, there'd be a common cup, right? This was just a thing that people took for granted, right? And that disappeared immediately after that. We had these lasting effects.
无论是在健身房、在海滩或是在公园散步，社交距离是另一件不太可能很快消失的事情。
The hard part about gyms is that it's hard to wear a mask, right? You're breathing hard. You don't want to not be able to breathe while you're running or on the stairmaster. So I do think that is going to be a challenge. But I think that if you could space the equipment far enough apart, and encourage people to wipe things down rigorously, I think we probably could open gyms safely.
握手将是严格的禁忌，还有拥抱和亲吻脸颊。医生说，如果有人无视这些规则，那么说明你为什么要保持社交距离就很重要了。
And sort of say, I want to embrace you too, but you know as well as I do, we need to obey certain rules right now.The way I express my affection for you is by not hugging you.
尽管一些隔离措施取消了，医生还是鼓励人们多待在家里，避免不必要的旅行。
But it's not going to be forever. I think in a year or two, we'll have a vaccine and be able to go back to our normal lives. And I think that's important for people to remember. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. This is not going to be forever.
大多数美国人已经在家里待了大约两个月。而且大多数人都非常渴望多出去走走，口罩和社交距离不会让他们却步。美国之音巴卡雷茨报道。
新冠病毒大流行的居家隔离令已经彻底改变了人们的工作方式，许多人把餐桌变成了办公桌，而会议也转移到线上举行。
政府为了减缓全球蔓延的新型冠状病毒而强制执行的封锁令，已经从根本上改变了人们的工作方式和地点。数以百万计的员工用餐桌取代办公桌，把开会转变为视频会议。随着各国和美国各州开始放松禁令，一些组织正在研究重新设计办公室活动空间的方式，以尽量减少传播风险，并防止第二波新冠病毒病例。美国疾病控制与预防中心警告说，明年冬天，美国可能遭受第二波的重创。国际房地产公司戴德梁行已经监督了近百万人返回中国的办公室。他们提出一种工作场所的设计概念，以帮助客户为员工准备好在新办公室的例行生活。
It comes down to some basic concepts, things like colored carpet, or in a less sophisticated or expensive application, taping off what 6 feet workstations look like. So it's very visual. In some cases, installing plexiglass or some other form of sneeze or cough guards to give folks additional insurance. And we've seen a lot of that in retail applications already, of course. Office signage, just encouraging flow of traffic. So for example, all traffic flow in the office maybe goes clockwise or counterclockwise to avoid folks passing each other.And thinking about entrances and exits, we'll clearly mark one as an entrance, another as an exit. That also will prevent people from passing each other in that doorway.
康奈尔大学人力资源研究教授布拉德贝尔说，新的布局将和最近的公共办公室空间的设计趋势背道而驰。这个设计趋势通过密集的隔间和社交区域来鼓励伙伴关系和团队合作。
The thought is that by having these
environments where employees can congregate, where they can just bump into each other, that will drive positive outcomes. And so that's the way a lot of organizations have configured their workspaces. And now we're talking about really a dramatic reversal of that, where we're going to go back to the days where we have barriers put in place to separate employees and to maintain distance among employees. So I think it will be a major upheaval for organizations to reconfigure their workspaces that way. And I think it'll be difficult for employees who have come to enjoy those interactions with their colleagues, those opportunities to see and work closely with others and not be confined to their, you know, offices, kind of isolated from others, that used to be the norm, you know, decades ago in terms of how offices and buildings were set up.
返回办公室的员工也可能会比较少。
But I think in the long term, a lot of companies are going to, having gone through this, are going to realize that maybe remote work is feasible in a lot of jobs and situations where maybe in the past they really didn't think it could work. And I think what my conversations with companies are revealing is employees are remaining productive. They're, you know, getting their work done. And in many ways are, you know, it's a difficult time for everybody, but are performing much better than I thought. Many companies thought they would be.
那些返回公司的人可能就在公司大楼的前门遇到最大的变化。获准进门前先得接受体温检查和其他筛检过程。美国之音新闻报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了。界面更友好，内容更丰富。支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
在美国，许多人都把新冠的居家隔离令视作一个提高他们烹饪技术的好机会，尤其是烘焙大受欢迎。来看报道。
随着美国开始实施居家隔离和商铺停业措施，越来越多的美国人选择在家做饭。网上有关家常意大利面、饼干、蛋糕和松饼的搜索量暴增。人们在困难时期会选择满足餐来让自己感觉好一些。乔西·贝克是加利福尼亚州一个面包店的老板。他说，自从新冠病毒大流行开始以来，他从社交媒体和他的粉丝们那里收到成千上万个问题。
I was noticing a real uptick in the emails and social media questions about how to bake. And, you know, we were seeing a lot more people asking for our sourdough starter and buying our flour. And so we started making some instructional videos.
人们通过谷歌搜寻各种食谱，而在线商店则注意到对面包机和华夫饼制作机的需求激增。与此同时，人们要在副食店里找到面粉和发酵粉越来越难。
There's plenty of grain. Mills are now running 24/7 to try and meet the demand. And where the bottlenecks are really between the mills themselves and the shelves of the grocery store because of the pandemic, there are fewer people staffed in grocery stores and throughout the supply chain.
专家说，这种对烘焙的热爱在居家隔离期间是自然的。密西根大学的精神病学教授米歇尔·里巴说，人们一般会在感到压力大和焦虑的时候，选择让人满足的烘焙产品。
It gives you some control over, you know, your situation. It gives you something to do. You can be creative. You could do something with your family. You know, it's a family activity. You can plan for it. And then you have a finished product, which is, you know, very satisfying.
在旅行和与朋友相聚都不可能的时候，烘焙给人们一个刷新社交网络的理由，而尝试新食谱则是聊天的话题。
Food for a lot of people, and especially my friends, and especially for me,is a comfort, right? It is a kind of a taste of home.
那么现在，蔬菜沙冰和奇亚籽暂时要让位给巧克力饼干和香蕉面包了。美国之音记者巴福拉江，华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。 朋友们，大家好，今天是6月3号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。星期二，特朗普总统签署了一项旨在促进国际宗教自由的行政令。在此之前，他参观了圣若望保禄二世国家朝圣地。来看报道。
特朗普总统星期二在白宫签署了一份旨在促进国际宗教自由的行政命令。特朗普星期一在一个声明中强调了宗教自由的重要性。他说，世界各地有太多人因为他们的信仰而受到迫害。他在声明中说，我们必须确保我们使用一切可用的工具，保证包括儿童在内的所有人在依良知和信念进行祈祷时都感到安全，不论他们生活在哪里。宗教自由一直是特朗普政府的政策重点之一。国务院已经举办了2届促进宗教自由的部长级会议，邀请全球政府和宗教领袖共同探讨如何消除宗教迫害。今年5月，美国将中国公安部法医研究院和8家中国公司列入实体名单，理由是他们参与了中国政府对新疆维吾尔穆斯林等少数族裔的人权侵害。去年9月，美国已经以同样的理由制裁了中国的28个实体。星期二早些时候，作为促进国际宗教自由的一部分，特朗普总统和第一夫人梅拉尼亚还访问了位于首都华盛顿东北区的圣若望保禄二世国家朝圣地。圣若望保禄二世是天主教第264任教宗，其主要遗产之一便是推动宗教自由。他的精神鼓舞和政治影响力被认为促成了东欧共产主义的倒台。星期二也是教宗圣若望保禄二世首访波兰的41周年纪念日。与此同时，因非裔男子乔治·弗洛伊德在警察控制期间死亡而引发的抗议活动仍在持续。在另一方面，特朗普总统星期二与印度总理莫迪通了电话，双方就邀请印度参加7国集团会议以及印度与中国的边境争议问题进行了讨论。美国之音莫鱼华盛顿报道。
随着美国的抗议活动引发动荡，美国总统特朗普星期一晚上发表全国电视讲话，自称是法律与秩序的总统。他还威胁要向拒绝采取行动保护人民生命财产的州和城市派遣军队。来看报道。
星期一晚上，示威者在白宫附近进行和平抗议时，特朗普总统出人意料地宣布，暴力示威者实施了国内恐怖行为，并宣言结束他所称的遍布全国的暴动和违法行为。
Today I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets.Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
特朗普讲话时，附近的公园传来了发射催泪弹的声音。那里的安全部队正在清理抗议现场。尽管特朗普发出威胁，但他并未援引暴动法。白宫新闻秘书此前表示，总统正在考虑动用该法。这项1807年的法律赋予总统权力，无需州长请求即可向各州派遣现役部队。特朗普总统一直承受着发表全国讲话的压力。乔治·弗洛伊德之死引发了全国连续几天的示威活动，多数抗议示威是和平的，但有些出现了抢劫和暴力。黑人男子弗洛伊德死于5月5号，当时一名白人警官用膝盖压在他的脖子上超过8分钟。特朗普在讲话中说，将为弗洛伊德伸张正义，但他并未提及抗议者一直在谴责的种族不平等和警察暴力问题。批评者指责特朗普激起种族分裂，其中包括民主党内定总统候选人拜登。他星期一在他的家乡特拉华会见了非裔美国宗教领袖。
Don't go away. And when you have somebody in power who breathes oxygen to hate under the rocks, it comes out through the rocks. It matters what the president said.
特朗普讲话以后，步行前往白宫以北一个街区外的圣约翰圣公会教堂。 几分钟前，这里的抗议者才被催泪瓦斯驱散。前一天晚上，这座历史悠久的教堂受到了轻微的破坏，当时有人在地下室纵火。特朗普没有进入教堂，而是站在外面举起了圣经。总统辞令学者詹妮弗·梅西卡说，特朗普看起来试图向他的支持者传达力量的信息。
It's no accident that the television cameras caught him walking past the graffiti. I think that it was really important for him to have that shot of him holding up the Bible. And I think that that was really a part of what he wanted to convey as the image of this moment, which is a president of the United States who's standing in front of a boarded up church, sort of defiant against protesters.
Thank you very much, everybody.
特朗普离开以后，华盛顿的圣公会主教玛丽安·布德说，他对总统的访问以及为他露面而采取的安全措施的方式而感到愤怒。布德指责特朗普鼓动暴力，并对犹太基督教传统最神圣的象征之一加以利用。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
到抗议现场进行第一手采访的自由媒体发出了美国社会里的一些不同的声音。另一方面，美国一些驻外的使领馆也发布警告，提醒美国的公民不要受到波及。我们来看美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
声援美国国内反种族歧视示威，主张黑人的命也是命的集会，这几天在伦敦、柏林以及新西兰等地举行。美国驻阿姆斯特丹、悉尼以及杜柏林使领馆最近发布示威警示，建议美国公民谨慎行事，避开计划在美国驻外使领馆附近集会的示威活动，因为目的是和平的示威活动有可能迅速升级为暴力，出现对抗。在美国舆论谴责执法过当导致非裔男子乔治·弗洛伊德死亡的同时，几个极端运动组织被怀疑参与抗议活动，与合法的和平抗议者混在一起，趁机煽动暴力。这些组织包括白人至上主义者，被简称为安提法的左翼反法西斯激进人士，以及无政府主义者。宵禁之后的白天，距离白宫不远的华盛顿第二十三街，也就是美国国院附近，显得相当平静。
连夜来的示威和集会有和平的抗议，不过也出现了暴力以及破坏公物的行为。一些有关华盛顿特区骚乱程度的错误讯息迅速在社交媒体上面传播，包括美国国务院在内的美国政府部门也密切关注一些外部的势力是否趁机来散播不实的消息。
民主体制下，到抗议现场进行第一手采访的自由媒体连日来继续报道美国社会里各种不同的声音，甚至是对一些领导人的批判。
以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
乔治·弗洛伊德遭受警方暴力而死亡的事件持续在美国发酵，不断地引发抗议。与此同时，一些政府官员指责外部极端主义者，他们与抗议者混在一起，试图煽动暴力。明尼苏达州州长蒂姆·沃尔兹周六援引未经证实的报道说，白人至上主义者是明尼阿波利斯暴力抗议活动的幕后黑手。在这一断言尚未得到证实时，特朗普总统将矛头指向了另一类极端分子，被称为反法西斯分子的左翼反法西斯激进人士，他们被简称为安提法。特朗普指责安提法应该为全国各地抗议活动中的暴力事件负责，并誓言要将安提法定为恐怖组织。司法部长巴尔则警告说，安提法和其他类似组织的暴力行为是国内恐怖主义，并将以国内恐怖主义视之。而被怀疑介入抗议活动的四个极端主义运动，包括白人至上主义者团体和安提法之外，还有无政府主义者以及一个相对较新的反政府民兵运动布加卢男孩，这是一个支持枪支的活动人士的在线群体。关于种族平权的抗议在美国各地持续进行，有一些警察也以单膝下跪的方式表达他们对示威群众诉求的支持。我们来看美国之音记者许霄云的报道。
在美国，许多警察单膝下跪并且加入游行队伍，表达他们对种族平权以及正义的支持。 多名抗议者手持标语牌，要求为非裔男子乔治·弗洛伊德伸张正义。弗洛伊德5月25号在明尼苏达州明尼阿波利斯市被一名白人警察以膝盖压制脖子数分钟后不幸死亡。
明尼苏达州国民警卫队军官山姆·安德鲁斯上校在圣保罗市的国会大厦外单膝下跪向示威者致意。安德鲁斯上校宣布，士兵们将在国会大厦内直到宵禁。他对示威者说，他对乔治·弗洛伊德的死去感到遗憾。他说，作为一个人，我感到心痛。
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your loss as a citizen of Minnesota. I'm sorry for the loss of George Floyd. All right, my heart hurts as a human being. Last night when I talked to the group out here who peacefully assembled, they peacefully assembled here to have their voice heard. And what we're asking tonight is for the same thing. One of the things that the crowd asked for last night was to have the officers in the army removed, right? So we're off. So for the men and women and children that came out last night to have their voices heard, we heard it, and we're going to stay back behind, invisible, so that you can't see us. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
他接着要求群众和平集会，相互尊重。他说，他们会尊重民众的集会权利以及宪法第一修正案保障的发言权。
We can hear you. Respect our property. We'll respect 100% preserve and protect the Constitution and your liberties to peacefully assemble and speak the First Amendment. Okay? I'm gonna go now and I'm gonna leave you to your celebration and your memorial.
在奥克拉荷马市的抗议活动周围，有警官单膝下跪，表达他们和抗议者站在一起。
I have a son who's 31. I've got a son who's 15, all right? And I have to have these conversations with them all the time. So we're not telling y'all to leave. What was going on up here was wrong. That's why we brought it to a stop. The loudspeaker, the yakking and the yapping. We said pause. Let these people remain here. Let them stay in the street. Let them express their grievances because you have a right to be pissed off.
在纽约市、加州圣塔克鲁兹和佛罗里达州科勒尔盖布尔斯等地，也都有民众拍下警察下跪致意的照片。
Yes.
When I say our city, I'm talking everybody in here.
Yes.
We're appalled at what happened in Minneapolis. Period. But we got to do better. This is our city, so we got to make sure that we take care of our city. Because we destroy our city, what do we have left?
在美国职业美式足球联盟等运动赛事上，有时会在赛前演奏国歌期间，见到球员以单膝下跪方式对种族不公事件表达抗议。而在这次抗议期间，多位警察下跪表达与民众团结的信念。
弗洛伊德的死亡引发了来自全美各地的愤怒声浪，特别是在总统大选即将到来，政治和种族之间的分歧深化的一个背景之下呢，是再度点燃了近年来屡屡因为警方与非裔美国人之间的冲突而引起的一些抗议活动。不过呢，在动荡的抗议活动当中，我们依然能够看到警民之间的互相支持以及他们对于正义的呼吁。记者许湘云发自华盛顿的报道。
新蓬佩奥发表声明，表示美国致力于保护其国家及经济安全，反对中国解放军滥用美国的学生以及研究员签证项目，偷取美国的知识和技术用于中国的军事目的。美国总统特朗普上星期五宣布，禁止与中国军方有牵连的中国公民持学生、学者签证进入美国。这项禁令涉及持 F 类学生签证和 J 类访问学者签证前来美国就读研究生以及从事研究生与博士后研究的中国公民，攻读本科专业的中国学生不在此列。蓬佩奥称，总统此举是中国政府战略和政策的直接结果， 他说，这些战略和政策利用中国一些最优秀的研究生和科研人员在目标领域的机会，转移和窃取美国机构的敏感知识和技术产权，不正当地利用美国开放协作的学术和研究环境。蓬佩奥在声明的最后还表示，美国关注的是中国共产党和个别人的恶意行为，而不是中国人民。中国政府利用研究生和科研人员来获取军事利益，而这些人只是中国学生和学者签证申请人中的一小部分。另一方面，蓬佩奥在接受华盛顿智库美国企业研究所访问时，被问及美国是否正考虑欢迎香港人来美国，他没有透露移民配额或签证的细节，只是表示正在考虑之中。加利福尼亚州的大部分地区都已经重启经济，在过去的这个节假日期间，亨廷顿海滩市的不少顾客还有餐馆都违反了社交距离的准则。来看报道。
在阵亡将士纪念日周末，加利福尼亚州58个县有54个允许餐馆开放提供堂食服务，需要遵守的规则很多，包括餐桌之间距离加大、为餐厅和家具消毒以及一次性的菜单。距离洛杉矶大约50公里的亨廷顿海滩市每年接待数百万游客，这是让该市600家餐馆保持营业的主要因素。所有这些餐馆在加州严格的新冠病毒封锁期间都被关闭，但现在他们为食客重新敞开大门。
I haven't been here since I out and gotten anything to eat since March. Since the beginning. This is our first time.
Really?
Yeah, about 9 weeks.
Feels great.
I didn't expect this many people, and this is just amazing. It's so fun. It's like life is returning, you know?
在那些新冠病毒病例数目减少、每10万登记新发病例少于25人的县份，餐馆才允许开放，但是病例的下降似乎使许多人忽视社交距离的规定，这让一些食客感到紧张。
It's better be safe than sorry. It's scary though. I'm not gonna come down here again until there's a vaccine. It's be my last time until maybe sometime next year, cause I ain't coming down again. It's busy, scary, cause you don't know who are infected and who are not infected.
其他人感觉非常不同。
I believe if people are so nervous about getting the coronavirus, they have the right to stay home. They don't have the right to tell us anymore. We can go to banks, we can go to fast food places. I'm just not buying. We can still go on airplanes. We still handle money. So really, is a restaurant any different?
巴勒斯坦出生的餐馆业主查理扎布拉表示同意，尽管有加利福尼亚州州长加文纽森的命令。扎布拉仍然拒绝在封锁期间关闭他的餐馆。
People should be able to make the choice for themselves. If you want to wear a mask, that's your choice. You should wear a mask. If you're so worried about your health, you should stay at home. But you shouldn't. We shouldn't quarantine the healthy. You know, it should be our choice.
选择忽视规定的餐馆可能会影响到守法餐馆的运营。例如计划在完全关闭10周后重新开放的杜克餐馆。
We've done our new floor maps and labeled every table with how many we can seat at it. So it's going to take a little bit more management from our end. I know, and I went by a restaurant up the street and it was just operating. I'd never seen them full before, but they're operating normally. And that's going to get us in trouble. Not just them, but it's going to get all of us in trouble and we'll revert back to being closed again and that we don't want that.
根据规定，餐馆应该按照正常容量的一半运营。市议会承诺将提供帮助。
What we hope to achieve with what we're doing in Huntington Beach is allow the expansion of the restaurants outdoors, like in this plaza area in front of Duke's and Sandy's. So we can utilize the outside area to offset the table losses that they have inside.
人们在谈论在周末期间把亨廷顿海滩市的主要街道变成人行道，允许餐桌，允许餐馆在户外摆桌子。美国之音记者达罗特，加州洛杉矶报道。
虽然各国已经开始重启经济，但是大流行病对于生活带来的影响一时还不会消失。专家们表示说，口罩和社交距离将在很长一段时间内成为新的常态。
美国一半以上的州正在取消隔离措施，并逐步重新开放经济活动。佛罗里达州和加利福尼亚州的许多海滩正在开放，美国各地的餐馆、零售商店、美容院和健身房也在开放中。
然而，开放经营生意是有条件的，像严格的社交距离和口罩。
If I walked into a restaurant and saw that the hostess or the waiter wasn't wearing masks, wasn't wearing gloves, I probably wouldn't eat there. It would make me pretty nervous.
在美容院、商店和公共交通工具里必须佩戴口罩。这种对付新冠病毒大流行病的措施不会很快消失。在从前的大流行病中，一些刚开始让人感到奇怪的措施继续保持之后，就习惯成自然了。
Spitting was just a natural part of the American urban landscape, and it got extinguished as a behavior following the 1918 pandemic. When there'd be a water fountain, there'd be a common cup, right? This was just a thing that people took for granted, right? And that disappeared immediately after that. We had these lasting effects.
无论是在健身房、在海滩或是在公园散步，社交距离是另一件不太可能很快消失的事情。
The hard part about gyms is that it's hard to wear a mask, right? You're breathing hard. You don't want to not be able to breathe while you're running or on the stairmaster. So I do think that is going to be a challenge. But I think that if you could space the equipment far enough apart, and encourage people to wipe things down rigorously, I think we probably could open gyms safely.
握手将是严格的禁忌，还有拥抱和亲吻脸颊。医生说，如果有人无视这些规则，那么说明你为什么要保持社交距离就很重要了。
And sort of say, I want to embrace you too, but you know as well as I do, we need to obey certain rules right now. The way I express my affection for you is by not hugging you.
尽管一些隔离措施取消了，医生还是鼓励人们多待在家里，避免不必要的旅行。
But it's not going to be forever. I think in a year or two, we'll have a vaccine and be able to go back to our normal lives. And I think that's important for people to remember. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. This is not going to be forever.
大多数美国人已经在家里待了大约两个月，而且大多数人都非常渴望多出去走走。口罩和社交距离不会让他们却步。美国之音巴卡雷茨报道。
新冠病毒大流行的居家隔离令已经彻底改变了人们的工作方式，许多人把餐桌变成了办公桌，而会议也转移到线上举行。
政府为了减缓全球蔓延的新型冠状病毒而强制执行的封锁令，已经从根本上改变了人们的工作方式和地点。数以百万计的员工用餐桌取代办公桌，把开会转变为视频会议。随着各国和美国各州开始放松禁令，一些组织正在研究重新设计办公室活动空间的方式，以尽量减少传播风险，并防止第二波新冠病毒病例。美国疾病控制与预防中心警告说，明年冬天美国可能遭受第二波的重创。国际房地产公司戴德梁行已经监督了近百万人返回中国的办公室，他们提出一种工作场所的设计概念，以帮助客户为员工准备好在新办公室的例行生活。
It comes down to some basic concepts, things likecolored carpet, or in a less sophisticated or expensive application, taping off what 6 feet workstations look like, so it's very visual. In some cases, installing plexiglass or some other form of sneeze or cough guards to give folks additional insurance, and we've seen a lot of that in retail applications already, of course. Office signage, just encouraging flow of traffic. So for example, all traffic flow in the office maybe goes clockwise or counterclockwise to avoid folks passing each other. And thinking about entrances and exits, well, clearly mark one as an entrance, another as an exit, that also will prevent people from passing each other in that doorway.
康奈尔大学人力资源研究教授布拉德贝尔说，新的布局将和最近的公共办公室空间的设计趋势背道而驰。这个设计趋势通过密集的隔间和社交区域来鼓励伙伴关系和团队合作。
The thought is that by having these
environments where employees can congregate, where they can just bump into each other, that will drive positive outcomes. And so that's the way a lot of organizations have configured their workspaces. And now we're talking about really a dramatic reversal of that, where we're going to go back to the days where we have barriers put in place to separate employees and to maintain distance among employees. So I think it will be a major upheaval for organizations to reconfigure their workspaces that way. And I think it'll be difficult for employees who have come to enjoy those interactions with their colleagues, those opportunities to see and work closely with others and not be confined to their, you know, offices, kind of isolated from others. That used to be the norm, you know, decades ago in terms of how offices and buildings were set up.
返回办公室的员工也可能会比较少。
But I think in the long term, a lot of companies are going to, having gone through this, are going to realize that maybe remote work is feasible in a lot of jobs and situations where maybe in the past they really didn't think it could work. And I think what my conversations with companies are revealing is employees are remaining productive. They're, you know, getting their work done. And in many ways are, you know, it's a difficult time for everybody, but are performing much better than I thought. Many companies thought they would be.
那些返回公司的人可能就在公司大楼的前门遇到最大的变化，或转进门前先得接受体温检查和其他筛检过程。美国之音新闻报道。还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富。
适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。在美国，许多人都把新冠的居家隔离令视作一个提高他们烹饪技术的好机会，尤其是烘焙大受欢迎。来看报道。
随着美国开始实施居家隔离和商铺停业措施，越来越多的美国人选择在家做饭。网上有关家常意大利面、饼干、蛋糕和松饼的搜索量暴增。人们在困难时期会选择满足餐来让自己感觉好一些。乔西·贝克是加利福尼亚州一个面包店的老板。他说，自从新冠病毒大流行开始以来，他从社交媒体和他的粉丝们那里收到成千上万个问题。
I was noticing a real uptick in the emails and social media questions about how to bake. And, you know, we were seeing a lot more people asking for our sourdough starter and buying more flour. And so we started making some instructional videos.
人们通过谷歌搜寻各种食谱，而在线商店则注意到对面包机和华夫饼制作机的需求激增。与此同时，人们要在副食店里找到面粉和发酵粉越来越难。
There's plenty of grain. Mills are now running 24/7 to try and meet the demand. And where the bottlenecks are really between the mills themselves and the shelves of the grocery store, because of the pandemic, there are fewer people staffing grocery stores and throughout the supply chain.
专家说，这种对烘焙的热爱在居家隔离期间是自然的。密西根大学的精神病学教授米歇尔·里巴说。 人们一般会在感到压力大和焦虑的时候，选择让人满足的烘焙产品。
It gives you some control over, you know, your situation. It gives you something to do. You can be creative. You could do something with your family. You know, it's a family activity. You can plan for it, and then you have a finished product, which is, you know, very satisfying.
在旅行和与朋友相聚都不可能的时候，烘焙给人们一个刷新社交网络的理由，而尝试新食谱则是聊天的话题。
Food for a lot of people, and especially my friends, and especially for me, is a comfort, right? It is a kind of a taste of home.
那么现在，蔬菜沙冰和奇亚籽暂时要让位给巧克力饼干和香蕉面包了。美国之音记者巴弗拉江，华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。